Thank you, President, and thank you for the expert and collegial way you have guided our work this week. This year, we celebrate 25 years since the historic adoption of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. While there has been much to celebrate over the course of those 25 years, in order for the treaty to continue delivering on its humanitarian aims, we must continue to advance its full and effective implementation. President, New Zealand condemns in the strongest terms any use of anti-personnel landmines in any form by anyone, anywhere. We deeply regret the continued use of anti-personnel mines in Myanmar, as well as the documented instances of new use in Ukraine since Russia's illegal invasion in February 2022. New use in Myanmar and Ukraine is gravely concerning. It undermines our treaty and will certainly result in enduring humanitarian harm over coming years, including as civilians begin returning to lands that are currently evacuated. Aotearoa New Zealand extends its heartfelt appreciation to mine action operators, activists and civil society groups for the work they are doing, often at considerable personal risk, to continue shining a light on new and continued use of these inhumane weapons, as well as the unparalleled work of the Monitor to bring all of this together and provide a critical analysis of compliance with the treaty, including with respect to allegations of new use. Access by these organisations and operators to areas torn apart by conflict and areas that are often disputed or under the control of non-state armed groups is essential. President, 25 years after its adoption, our convention remains one of the most successful examples of multilateral disarmament. We have advanced towards a world free from mines and reduced human suffering. Let's eradicate these weapons for good. I thank you.